Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, let's welcome aboard right now Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks on Twitter. Check him out there. Very good handicapper. Joining David and myself each and every week, give his thoughts on the Sunday slate in the old National Football League. Good morning, Bill. How are you, bud?
Doing well. How's everything with you guys?
We're good. And, you know, interesting games today. Before we get to your best bets here, let's talk about the local team first, right? We spent a lot of time talking about Giants-Eagles throughout the course of the week. David and myself earlier on the program. How about the Giants today as a home dog? They're getting 4 right now against the Philadelphia Eagles. Anyway, you see value with the Giants, or you love the Eagles here, Bill?
I'm a little indecisive in this game. The game opened at Eagles 3. It's now at 4. The public's about split on this one. It's a big game for both teams. For the Eagles, they can really separate themselves from the pack. And the Giants really need to win this game to stay in contention in the division. The Giants have been playing a lot better. They are essentially in every game. They're just really not that talented. As for the Eagles, they are getting healthy, which helps them a lot. They've been banged up the whole year. Thing with me is the Eagles they've owned the Giants the last decade. I know it doesn't mean much coming into this game, but it's just something in the back of their minds, I think. And as for the Giants, they haven't beaten anyone. They've beaten Washington twice. So it's hard for me to take the Giants and back them plus the 4 here. I don't really love them. Could I see the Giants win this game? Yeah, I don't think the Eagles are that great either. But I think the Eagles are overall more talented, and I would lean with the Eagles minus the 4 if I was going to play it.
Got it. Thanks for always joining us, Bill. And let's get on to the Cleveland Texans game. Obviously, the game's in Cleveland. Weather's going to be another factor. They're saying winds are going to be high, could be a little bit wet, just like that Las Vegas Raiders game they had. How do you see this one playing out in Cleveland?
Well, this one opened at Cleveland minus 2.5. It's moved up to Browns minus 4 now. Public's about 55% on the Browns. Like you just said, there's going to be a lot of winds and rains in this game, so it's going to be hard to throw the ball. That's trouble for the Texans because the Texans have one of the worst run defenses in the league. So and the Browns are good at running the ball, and they're getting Nick Chubb back today. And for the Texans to win, they rely a ton on Deshaun Watson. And with these winds, with the rain, it's going to be hard to move the ball in the air. So I think with this one, I'm going with the line moving with the Browns and the team that could run the ball.
Yeah, David and myself are both in agreement with you. You know, Bill, before we hit upon maybe some other games that, you know, we have a little bit more of an interest in or what have you, what do you love on this slate today? Give us your top 3 picks.
The 3 games I like are all very similar. There are a lot of reverse line movement. So I like Washington. I like the Chargers. And I like the Bengals. For one, with Washington, the Lions' defense has been bad. And with Alex Smith starting, he's not exactly going to light it up, but he does take care of the ball. So I see him being able to make a few plays. And on the line side, Stafford hasn't been great for his standards. And with Washington's strength being their front 7, they should be able to get some pressure on him, possibly give him a little bit of problems. But I look at this, the line's opened at 5.5. It's now moved down to Lions minus 3 with the public on their side. That's something just to take note of that. And I just can't lay points with the Lions. I think this is more of a toss-up. I think the value's with Washington, and with the line moving that way, I would lean with them in that one. As for the Chargers and the Dolphins, it's one of the same. You see the Dolphins at 5-3, the Chargers at 2-6. The Dolphins opened at 3, they're now at 1.5, and the public's riding the Dolphins in this one. This is more just of a system play. There's really no reason why the line should be moving in the Chargers' favor with those records and the public on the Dolphins. I know the Chargers find a way to lose almost every game in heartbreak, but you would figure they have to win one eventually. I'm banking on this being the one. And then for the Bengals, this line opened at Steelers minus 9. It's Steelers minus 6.5. And then you have the public just about split. This is another one of those system plays. The Bengals are 2-5-1. The Steelers are 8-0. Why is that line moving 2.5 points in the Bengals' direction with the public about split? So I'm leaning with those three today. Those are my favorite plays.
Those are your favorite. All right, Bill. Question. Now we got the Buffalo Bills heading to Arizona to play the Cardinals. Bills coming off of a big win where they started off fast. 28 of their first 31 plays in the first half were all passes up against that Seattle Seahawks defense. And we know the Cardinals are coming off of that devastating shootout loss up against the Miami Dolphins. How do you see this one playing out? Are any of their defenses going to show up in this one?
Well, I've gotten Buffalo wrong the last 3 weeks. I like Seattle a lot against them last week, and the game was really over before it started. Seahawks made a little bit of a push in the second half, but the Bills controlled that game. I like the Bills in this one. I think it's a toss-up. I think both quarterbacks can make plays with their feet or through the air. I just like the Bills' defense a little bit more. I don't like the Cardinals' secondary. I like the Bills' skilled players. I like taking the 2.5 here. I think it's a toss up. The public's just about split. The line hasn't moved, but I like the Bills. I'll take the 2.5 points there.
I'm curious about Saints and Niners here, Bill. New Orleans, a heavy 9.5 point favorite at home, 4:25 this afternoon. Obliterated Tampa. Is the line a reaction to what New Orleans did to Tampa a week ago, or do you think the Saints are a legitimate 9.5 point favorite? What's your lean in this one?
This one opened at 6.5. It's now pushing 10 on some books with the public about split. I just think the Niners are a little too banged up. You have Nick Mullins starting for them. The Saints did look awesome last Sunday night. I think it's a mixture of both. With this one, I don't know if I would lay the 10, but I don't think the Niners are really an option here. I just think they're way too banged up at this point. I would lean with the Saints minus the 10. I don't feel great about it, but because the Niners do show up at times. They do play hard. But I just think they're too banged up to really back them.
What about the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals? We know the Steelers have played to their competition and have had to come back in some games like the Dallas game in order to win. And some people are saying, well, the Cincinnati Bengals, they have a shot. I just don't see that happening with the matchup of the Bengals offensive line up against the Steelers front seven. I would love to hear your opinion on this game at Heinz Field.
Well, this is one of the games that I really like the line movement. Like I said, it's a 2-5-1 Bengal team against an 8-0 Steeler team, and the line's moved 2.5 points in the Bengals' direction, and the public's just about split. The thing with the Steelers is they kind of play down to their competition at times. You saw against the Cowboys last week. That was a scare through most of the game. Joe Burrow has shown that he can make plays. They're progressing. I mean, they're not going to compete for a playoff spot this year, but they haven't looked terrible. They beat my team 2 weeks ago, coming off the bye this week. I like the Bengals. It's more, like I said, it's more of a system play just because I don't like that line movement moving down 2.5 points when it's an 8-0 team versus a 2-5-1 team. You would think the line would move upward, if any.
Yep.
But this is one of those that it's more of a system play. I would go with the Bengals. I don't think they're going to win the game, but getting around a touchdown, I would ride with them.
All right, how about Bucks and Panthers down in Carolina? Bucks are a six-point favorite right now. Carolina, Christian McCaffrey. It's not been an issue for them because Mike Davis has been really good. How about Bucks and Panthers today, Bill?
So this one opened at 6. It's still at 6. The public's about 62% on the Bucks. This is a hard one. McCaffrey did get hurt again last week, but Mike Davis was really good when he filled in for him, so I'm not really that concerned there. And Carolina is well coached, and they play tough. They've lost their last four, but they've been competitive in all of them. It's weird because you look at the Bucs, and they looked awful last week. They got absolutely destroyed by the Saints. So you don't know how they're going to bounce back. Normally, you would say with Tom Brady in New England, with Bill Belichick, they're going to come out and throttle the next team they see. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those games where the Bucs, they've lost twice to the Saints this year, but there are times where they look really good, and there are times where Brady looks kind of old. For this one, I think the Bucs are going to win this game, but I would play it safe and take the Panthers. The line hasn't really moved. Panthers have been in most of their games. I think they play this one competitively.
Let's hit on the Monday night game. Obviously, an NFC North battle. Minnesota's heading to Chicago to play the Bears. You know, Dalvin Cook has just been absolutely incredible running the football. We saw what he did to the Detroit Lions last week. How do you see this game playing out in Chicago?
Well, this one has huge line movement. It opened at Bears minus two. It's now at Vikings minus three. The public's about 56% on the Vikings. I like the Vikings this one. I like the line movement. I'm big on line movement when capping a game. And also, like you said, Dalvin Cook, he's a machine back there. He can create offense on his own, hand the ball, watch him go. The Bears' defense is obviously good. You have Mac. You have a lot of playmakers on that side. But I worry about their offense. I'm not big on Nick Foles. I don't think they struggle to move the ball. They struggle to score. And with this significant line movement, I would lean with the Vikings in this one. You have a 3-5 team that went from plus two now to minus three at a 5-4 team. Something's fishy there. I like the Vikings.
Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. He joins David and myself each and every week. Bill, we appreciate your top play of the day. You know, we gave you your three favorite plays, but of those three, what's your number one game today?
Number one game, I'm going to go with the Chargers. I'm going to say they get a win this week. They're not going to collapse. I'm going with Los Angeles.
L.A., getting the 1.5 on the road in Miami. Bill, always a pleasure. Good luck with all your action today. All right, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
You guys, thanks, Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. Check him out on Twitter. Give him a follow. Very, very good handicapper.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.